Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Zayin. We're going to begin by the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. It's ugly Mishnah. Omer L'shtayim, if a person said to two people, Gazalti Lechem Mikem, Mona Vinidea Izem Mikem, I stole from you 100 dinars, but I do not know from which of you I took the money. Oi, or Avi Shalechem Mikem Hifkidli Mona Vinidea Izehu, or a person says, one of your fathers deposited 100 dinars with me, but I don't know the father which of you he is. So the halacha is neisel lezemana. Why? Shehedim pi atzmei. He gives 100 dinars to this person and 100 dinars to that person. This is because since there's no way to determine which of them is entitled to the money, and he admitted his obligation at his own initiative, so therefore he has to pay both of them. Right in the Mishnah. In the case of two people who deposited money with one person, this one deposited 100 dinars, and that one deposited 200 dinars. And they come now to collect the money, they want to collect the deposit. So each guy says, each guy said, I was the one who deposited 200 dinars. So the halacha is, and he doesn't know. He gives each one 100. And the other 100 he basically puts in escrow until Mashiach will come. Rabbi Yasi says, "Imkain ma'if to the Rami." If so, if you're going to do this and putting 100 in escrow, so what did the Rami, what did the liar, the swindler, what did he lose? He lost nothing by claiming that 100 dinars that belong to the other, and he has no incentive to admit to them. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yasi, he has to. Everything is basically put into escrow, and the fraud, as his fraud, will cause him to lose even the 100 dinars that he deposited, and perhaps he will be discarded from making a fraudulent claim. Continues the Mishnah, and likewise, two people deposited two kelim, 100, one worth 100 dinars, and one worth 1,000 dinars. Zaymer, Yafashali. But each, this one says the expensive keli is mine, and that one says the expensive keli is mine. So the halacha is nesin is a katan lechemehen. He gives a small keli to one of them. And from the, he sells the big keli, the larger keli, and from the proceeds of the sale of the large keli, he gives the value of the small keli to the other. And the rest of the money is placed in a safe place until Mashiach comes. Mravesi, he says, Vaita, same thing, Imkein Mayus to the Rameh. What did the Rameh lose? Ela, kol yimunah hachshev eliyo. Rather, everything is placed until Mashiach comes, or one of them admits that he lied. Now, if the Mishnah says, what comes out from the Mishnah, from the fact that the Mishnah teaches that if the Shemer does not know whom he robbed, he gives 100 dinars to this one and 100 dinars to that one. So the Gemara says, "Alma misveikum afkinim emeina." So apparently, what comes out that when you have a suffix, you have an uncertainty, we take out the property and return it to those claiming. And we don't say ukim emeina mecheskes mari. You don't say establish the money in the possession of its owners. In this case, the shamer is currently the owner of the money, but the money is not left in his possession. So, Ramini, I'm going to ask you a stider from the following Mishnah: Shaim Shtaim Shefkido Itzal Echad. Now we just had this Mishnah. The two people deposited by one person, each one claims that the 200 is his. So the Allah says he gives 100 to each and the rest is Murah Hashem Eliyahu. So Amrulay, the Chacham said, so it's a stira. So Amrulay, the Chacham said to the one who raised their stira, because then Agazal Karamis, you're asking a contradiction between the halacha in the case of the deposit, the halacha stated in the robbery, gozel davidi surah kamsur abanan. In the case of the robbery, what was Abraham Isser Chacham penalized and ruled that he must pay both possible robbery victims. Because in the davidi surah, in regards to the case of the deposit, where he did not transgress the Isser, the kamsur abanan, the Chacham did not penalize him. They asked the shayla, they asked the contradiction between the case of the deposit and the halacha stated in the case of the deposit, and also they asked the shayla between the halacha that states in the case of the robbery and the halacha in the case of the robbery. Why? The Ketani Reisha, and the Reisha said, Ayav Mishalachim became Hifkil Eitz Slimana. Your father deposited, one of your fathers deposited by me, Yamana of any day, Ezu Nesin Lazem, any day, Ezu Hu, so Nesin Lazemana or Zamana, or Emilio, Shtaim Shefkido. And then the Gemara says, it raises a question from the continuation in the case of the one who deposited money, the one person, we say, that's Munach Hashem Adayom. So Rabba says like this. In the first case of the mission, in the case where the shaman receives money from the father of one other person, so he becomes like the one who deposited money into two separate bundles. As the shaman should have been careful with regards to who gave him the money. So the fact is that he, his failure, this was a pshia on his part. And therefore, he pays the sum to both people who are claiming. In the case of the Mishnah, where he receives money from two people, he becomes like one of whom they deposited sums of money in one bundle. The level of the Medak, as there is no expectation that he should have been discerning which one's what. It's like a case where they both deposited their money together at one time, and the Shemra says to them, he says, you yourself were not suspicious of each other and left it in one bundle. Should I be suspicious? Therefore, he's required to pay only the sum that they can prove that's theirs. Now, Rami Gazal, and they raise the shadow between the halacha in regards to robbery and robbery. Ktani Yacho says, so the halacha, as we said, but I mean, they asked the shadow from the Mishnah, if one robbed of five people, Gozal does not know whom we robbed. This one says, AC Gozal, AC Gozal. This one says he robbed me, this one says he robbed me. He places, the robber places the stolen item between them and withdraws from them. So, what do we see? And what do we say from, we say, Mesveka. We do not take out the money of Amrina. So the more so, why not over here? Why don't we see Ukim Amrina Mecheskes Mari establish the money in the possession of its owner? So I asked him, we might be Masis Dachan of Tarfani. And from where does it know that the Mishnah here, it's in the corners of the Pin out of Tarfan? Perhaps the Mishnah is at the corners of the Pin out of Akiva. Holds that a robber must pay each of the five possible claims, and there's no contradiction at all. My answer says that he made it a tarfa by Imrishan without the Dechmekim, and he didn't become the Shanais and Lazamana Lazamana. It's known that the Mishnah here is in accordance with the opinion of Tarfa. As a Tom the Bryce considering the Alacha, Tom the Mishnah in Masechti of Amisar, Tarfa agrees that in the case of the robber who says to two people, I robbed one of you at 100 dinners, but I did not know which of you it was. He gives 100 dinners to this person, 100 dinners to that person, as he was already admitted his obligation on his own. So the stira between these two statements of Tarfon. My answer is Hassan the Katavi Li. There in the Mishnah where one robbed one of the five people, it's referred to a case where the guy demands payment from him. He's required to pay him only 100 dinners as the here in the case of the Mishnah, the Tarfon, the Rice is referring to a case where the robber comes to fulfill his obligation in the Shemayim. So only by returning the money to the person he robbed can he be mechaber for his avera. Therefore, he goes beyond the halachic requirement and pays both claimants. The Ganami, the Gemara says, the Tani Shaidim Piatsbe, admitted on his own, Rosh Shramina. Our Mar, with under the Hassam, the Katavili, Allah Matain. There, it's referred to a case where the guy demanded payment from him. The Gemara says, the fact the one of Allah Matain, and the other person, the Ghana, what does he claim in response? He can keep quiet. The Master Omar, his Master says, Allah, Tzeveach, the one screams and says to each of the claimants, I do not recognize you, and I find no basis for your claim. The one who says that the other screams holds that he needs not return the money to each of them. If he's screaming that he does not accept the claim, Avoshtika, the case of silence, this is a case of admission. And the one who says that the other is silent, whose silence here is not like the Hido. But generally, as the robber could say to him, The fact that the Torah was silent to each and every one of the claimants is because I said perhaps it is he. This is he. The robber victim, but I did not admit that I owe money to more than one person. Omar Mar, the robber places a stolen item between them and withdraws from them. All I'm taking and go, possibly resulting in the robber victim losing his property. Any case of uncertainty whether the placement of found item was deliberate, the finder may not take the item. But if he takes it, and the robber should place it in his possession. Now, in the dispute of Tarfon's opinion with regards to one who robbed the money from one of five people, did Rabbi Akiva say it's not the way that from the transgression till he pays the value of the stolen item to each of the other persons of five? A house collapsed on a person and his mother, and it's unclear which of them died first. The sons, Yerushim, say, the mother died first. Her property was inherited by his son, who then died, and therefore the Yerushim of the sons had the property. No, the son died first. So, still agree that they divide it. I agree in the case that the property retains its previous ownership status. So apparently Rabbi Akiva himself holds that the property is not removed from one's possession in case of uncertainty. So Armalei, Rabbi Setabaya, also, in the case where the house collapsed, it is where their Shema B'Shema, it's uncertain and uncertain. And neither party knows what transpired. Goes to Asa Misha, in the case of one who robbed money from one of five people, it's a body B'Shema. Case of certain claim and uncertain claim, as the robber does not know whom he robbed the money, but the victim claims are based on certainty. The Mishnah here, where one said to two people, the Gemara asked, and how do you know it's the Peter of Kiva? The Tani answers, the Tani Allah, that he made it of Tafim Bible, Shnaim, Gazata Lacham Akim, and he didn't see him. So what does it mean? The man made that. Who's he agreeing to? Lauda Rabbi Akiva Bar Pluksa must be the Rabbi Akiva. Is Bar Pluksa. And we're asking, why the Shem Hashem? Well, from where is it known that the Mishnah is in a case where there's Shem Hashem? Perhaps the victims are certain that they were robbed. So my answer is, Chodah the Lektani Tevin Esei. One is not taught in the Mishnah that they demanded payment from him. So the word resolves the contradiction and says how Kimna Lebovo lets us. We already said that we're talking about to fulfill his obligation to heaven. Therefore, the robber gives 100 dinars to each, although he has no legal obligation to do so, as they made certain claims. Amar Rav Hinna Ravashi, as he says, and me Amar Rava Kol B'Shtei Kriches Heveli LeMeidak. Does he hold that when there's two separate bundles, the shemer should have been discerning with regards to the identity of one giving the deposit? Everyone agrees in the case of two people who deposited animals with a shepherd, that if each claim that he deposited includes a greater number of animals than the other, the shepherd places the animal amongst them and leaves. So he said, it's referring to a case, the shepherd deposited the animals in the shepherd's flock without his knowledge. Certainly, there's no expectation that the shepherd will discern how many animals belong to each other. The thing the Mishnah says, but in Shneigel, Shnechad Yofav Marvachad Yofav Elav Zuz, which is a tzricha. Necessary for both cases. The Yeshmanaka Maisa, if it only taught the first case in regards to the money, I would say by Ikam, but I want to make sure the Lekab said over there, the Chachom agree that each party receives 100, and 100 is kept because in that case, there's no loss. Ababababayir, the Ika, Pseda, the Godal Imam, made the Lerban, there's going to be a Pseda, so maybe. Isn't the reason that Pinyin Rav Esi is due to the loss of the fraud? Not due to the fact that the Kelim will not remain intact. So There's no reason to believe that Rabbi Yisrael would concede to the Chacham in an instance where money was deposited. And it's a whole day zoo after all.